Welcome to Through the Word. Here you are on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Nagum and Jonathan Ferguson guide us through the Gospel of Matthew. Now to Pastor Chris.
Matthew 23 on Through the Word, and today Jesus has some harsh words for the hypocrites. If you ever wonder what Jesus would say to religious leaders who don't practice what they preach, wonder no more. I really appreciate Jesus here. The issue is pretty serious, and the stakes are high, and Jesus takes it straight on. And he's about to unleash a verbal whooping on the Pharisees. In one chapter, he will call these men hypocrites, blind fools, sons of hell, vipers, and murderers.
It's easy to read this chapter and focus on how wicked the Pharisees must have been to evoke such condemnation from Jesus. We must remember, though, that the scribes and Pharisees were the most highly regarded religious leaders of Judaism. They were also extremely sincere. They fully believed that what they were doing was pleasing to the Lord. Because of this, we need to make sure that we take a look at our own lives when we read this chapter to see if this message applies to us as well. It is possible for you and I to believe that we are doing the work of God, that we are obeying His word, and yet be completely deceived. So as you read today's chapter, ask yourself, have I missed it? Have I deceived myself?
But before Jesus talks to the leaders, he first talks to the crowds about those leaders. Verse 1, then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so you must be careful to do everything they tell you. But do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Now, this is helpful advice for a tough situation. How do you respond when your leaders are hypocrites? The scribes and Pharisees had authority, and it was from God. So show them respect. Respect, but don't copy them. The respect you show isn't about their character, it's about yours. These guys were hypocrites, sons of hell, Jesus calls them. But do not use their hypocrisy as an excuse for your own. Today, it's far too easy to point the finger at hypocrisy in the church. But there is no great honor in judging the judgmental or looking down on those who look down on you. Are we holier than the holier-than-thous? Jesus reminds us to honor and respect and even obey for God's sake, not theirs. But talking about their character, Jesus comes out swinging hard.
Verse 5. Everything they do is done for people to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi by others. These men made sure that everyone saw what they were doing. Jesus mentions phylacteries, which were small boxes that contained strips of parchment with scriptures written on them, and were usually tied to the forehead and one of the arms with a small strip of leather. The scribes and the Pharisees made sure that everyone saw theirs. You actually couldn't miss them. The sheer size of them would have given you a pain in the neck. The tassels that Jesus mentions here were supposed to be four blue tassels tied to the corners of the garment that they were wearing, and they were to be a sign of their obedience to the law. So naturally, these guys made their tassels huge. They didn't just obey the law of Moses, but the traditions as well, and they wanted it to be known.
The core issue for these guys is that righteousness was all a show, for man, for man's praise and honor, but nothing for God. And Jesus tells his disciples in verse 8, but you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. He also warns against using titles like father and even teacher. See, there's a danger. Titles can create separation and superiority that doesn't belong in church. Now, this is important. Do not exalt your pastor. To set him above you is to separate him from you and to set him up for a fall. That goes for us too. Jonathan and I are your brothers. We're just guides walking down the same road that you are. Jesus is your real teacher. If he uses us to speak to you, give him the credit. And please treat us like normal people, because we are.
In verse 13, Jesus turns to the Pharisees and begins pronouncing woes. To pronounce a woe was a public declaration of judgment. This section is really Jesus denouncing the practices of these men completely and warning them, with clarity, God knows, and he will judge you.
Verse 13, Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to. So the very people who should have been opening the door of salvation were actually closing it and barring it with bad theology and wrong scriptural interpretation.
In the second woe, Jesus condemns these teachers for making converts follow them, only to turn these converts into twice the children of hell that they are. They should have been pointing people to heaven, and instead, their strict legalism and self-righteousness were pointing people to hell. In the fourth woe, Jesus shows that the leaders were strict with the laws they wanted to keep, but completely disregarded the others. Verse 23, Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. Now the Pharisees made sure that they tithed, counting out even the seeds of dill and cumin, every tenth seed for God, but they had rejected the laws of justice, mercy, and faithfulness. They were majoring on the minors, straining out that unclean gnat while swallowing the camel whole.
Starting in verse 25, the fifth and sixth woes focus on the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. Outside, they were washed squeaky clean, but inside was greed, dirt, and death. Jesus calls them whitewashed tombs. Picture a casket. You can make the outside sparkle all you want, but you're still dead inside. And verse 29 begins the last of the woes. This one was personal for Jesus. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build tombs for the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous. And you say, if we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. So you testify against yourselves that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Go ahead then and complete what your ancestors started. The Pharisees were busy building ornate tombs for the prophets of old, lamenting what their ancestors did when they killed the men of God. Yet they were about to do the exact same thing. They had already plotted to kill the Son of God.
Verse 33, You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell? Therefore, I am sending you prophets and sages and teachers. Some of them you will kill and crucify. Others you will flog in your synagogues and pursue from town to town. Jesus tells the religious leaders that they deserve hell, and the evidence against them would be a continual rejection of the truth. The Lord would send prophets and teachers among them, Christians, but Jesus knew that they would continue to reject the message of God. They would kill and persecute the Christians that were sent. And Jesus promised these leaders that the judgment of God would fall upon their generation. And sure enough, within 40 years, the city of Jerusalem was destroyed, along with the temple these hypocrites held so dear.
Now the chapter ends with a lament from Jesus over the city of Jerusalem. As you read, do not miss the compassion and sorrow of Christ, a Savior rejected by those he came to save. After all their hypocrisy, after all the messengers they rejected, and the righteous blood they had spilled, Jesus' heart still broke for Jerusalem. Jesus laments, How often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate, for I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Matthew 23, Condemned by the King, on Through the Word.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend or listen or support it. So thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word. Jonathan Ferguson is a church planter in Nairobi, Kenya. And he's my dad. And remember, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the word.